Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, and these are the best interviews they've never had.
President Bush, thank you so much for inviting us. It's lovely to be here with you in America.
Thanks for coming. Welcome to the White House.
Oh, believe me, the honour is all mine, although it does smell a bit funky in here, and your wife, Laura, is giving me such a weird look.
I can see Laura beginning to grimace a little bit. She said, he's getting awfully windy.
Okay, then, too much information. Anyway, I've got a few questions to kick off, if you don't mind. Why do Americans always think that they're right?
The challenge facing the United States is that we have to be right one time. I mean, 100% of the time.
Okay, second question. How was it that you were actually elected twice to become the U.S. president? I mean, you know, people actually voted for you?
It's hard for me to explain why that was the case. Just take my word for it.
Rightio, then. Some of your close friends and family have said that you're a tiger and a stallion in the bedroom. Can you give us a little preview? Really? That's the best you can do? Sort of sounds like a fish drowning, W.
I like to fish.
You like to fish? That's fascinating, W. Quick question. When it comes to health, your family is pretty healthy, aren't they?
Last night, Jeb and I had some crabs.
Ew. Is that why he's not here today?
He didn't like the way the cotton shirts that he wore absorbed bodily fluids.
Okay, that's too much information. Thanks, W. Quick question. Back in college, you were dating a beautiful Japanese girl. I heard that you had a really cool pickup line for her. Do you remember what it was?
Japanese people are going to like the taste of U.S. beef.
And there goes breakfast. Thanks, W. Quick question. If you could have a threesome of anyone, who would it be with?
Dan Marino and his really dynamic wife.
Hoo-ha! Now we're talking, W. Things are heating up. You've also been heard on record saying that you're very much in love with a beautiful lady named Bonnie. Who's Bonnie?
Bonnie is my dog.
Okay, for the sake of not being arrested by the Secret Service, let's just stay away from bestiality, shall we? Now, as you know, we come from Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. Do you have any questions for our community?
Anybody here got four kids?
I don't know, but I guess I can send an email to all the volunteers and find out who has four kids if it's really important to you.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes, thank you for helping us count to 4, W. We'd be totally lost without you. What is the motto that you live by day to day that rings true in your heart?
I think tide turning, as I remember, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn. It's easy to see a tide turn.
You're a man of infinite wisdom, W. It's been so lovely chatting with you today. I wish we could stay here and chat all afternoon, really.
I'd like to stay here all day, but I gotta go to Vegas.
OMG, I'm so there with you, boyfriend, if you know what I'm saying. Before we go, any final words to our listeners here at Joy 94.9?
I like to fish.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise Up with Ginny and Adam, Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.